You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Talking about the Commanders, whether they should entertain offers to trade down from that number two pick. It's mostly assumed they're going to draft either Jaden Daniels or Drake May at number two. But with the Vikings making a deal where they now have two first-round picks, Daniel Jeremiah was kind of throwing out theoretically that they want to move up and draft Drake May. Should the Commanders entertain this offer? Just to kind of give you the landscape over the next month, because we're going to be talking about this all the time, is I don't know the exact number of days until the NFL draft, but it's a little over a month. You will have pro days.
Right.
Now, generally speaking, these quarterbacks are going to do well at the pro days, but we'll speculate based on how they fare at their pro days. I want to say, did Jaden Daniels, he didn't even measure at his pro day, right? At the combine.
Right.
Like, that's going to be one thing people are going to pay attention to.
He'll probably get some heel implants or something.
Jason threw it out there a couple weeks ago. He's going to gain like 20 pounds.
Oh, he's going to gain 20 pounds.
I'm sure he will.
He's going to get fat.
Didn't Bo Nix already have his pro day? I think he did.
Probably, if you say so.
Here's your NFL draft
countdown. I thought I saw
countdown.
That on NFL Network.
Exactly. 38 days, 10 hours, 32 minutes, and roughly 20 seconds.
Until the draft.
Yes.
Right.
So 38-ish days.
I don't think the pro day should really, other than measuring, I don't think that should affect these quarterbacks because they could see it all on tape. Their arm strength, you see it right on tape, right? It is what it is. You could determine.
You know, Johnny Manziel had good pro day.
Right. The Johnny Manziel thing, I will, to my grave, say if he was on crack. I would love to see him have played not on drugs.
Yeah, well. You're like never going to see it.
He's a freak athlete. He should have been great.
I still regret taking him in a mock.
Huh?
I still regret taking him in a mock, I think, for Cleveland many years ago.
You did.
It kills me.
That's what I thought the pick should have been.
You should have been banned from mocks for taking
right.
it.
You're
all right, let's go
correct.
To the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right,
I would consider it, but I would lean towards drafting.
I think you got to stay there, especially if you like a couple of the guys. You got to stay there. You can't risk losing them. And you definitely can't. I rule out of hand trading to Minnesota's 11. The
kind
only way
of
you
like,
do that is if you hate the quarterback.
Kind of like Cakes mentioned that Minnesota may stink this year, though.
I mean, if you think
If you get 11 and what is it, 21 or 23, whatever, there's
23 and like
11,
23
and you get
year?
A future one. And then
I would ask
and maybe
for
you
more,
like,
by the way. If I'm Peters, I'm asking for more.
Maybe you
for
like
them to go up. Two.
Maybe you like Shador Sanders or one of these guys from next year's draft?
Possibly.
Do you buy the kind? I think what Jeremiah was trying to say, I thought I gathered from his comments, was that one of the reasons why they traded Sam Howell is because they liked Drake May and those two didn't want to compete against each other.
That's what he was intimating.
Yeah.
From the sound.
Do you buy that at all? So that's
sure
another,
might be a little factor.
Because it is crazy to sign, like, you have to have Mariota, you have how you know, for a backup, like,
unless they wanted more of a vet.
I think the bigger factor is you want a vet.
I mean, you could be right on that.
Older veteran. I don't rule it out. I think it might be a small factor. I think the biggest factor is,
but why wouldn't that
is
be
it
good
Brian
for
Johnson?
Drake May? If you're going to draft Drake May, why wouldn't it be good for him?
To have,
yeah.
What? To have,
to
Sam,
have
Howell
Sam Howell there.
Well, but just because those two guys just didn't want to necessarily, they're buddies and they don't want to compete against each other. I don't know. Kind of like, hell, Peyton wouldn't even call games that Eli was playing, right? Or he didn't even want to be in the same division as Eli. That when he was a free agent.
Yeah. All right, let's go. I think it could be a factor, but I think, look, they brought in.
I doubt it.
They brought in the familiar.
But he threw it out there.
The associate head coach, passing game coordinator, Coach Mariota last season.
I know,
season.
But what you're familiar with is fairly mediocre. All right, so I think he's fixing his sound there. All right,
yeah,
let's
Mariota
go
is definitely mediocre. That describes it right.
Best.
The familiar is not very good. Let's go to, is it Jax?
Yes, sir. Yes,
hey,
sir.
What's up, buddy? Hello. What do you think? Should they trade
come
back?
Come on, then. Burgundy Go, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I say you stay where you at.
Right.
And the reason why I say is before you start willing and dealing with all these draft picks, accumulating draft picks, I believe when the Patriots was doing that, they had their quarterback. When Jimmy Johnson did it, he had his quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing you have to do is secure your quarterback.
Right.
And based on what everybody's saying, there's up to six guys that's that dude. Don't you want the best out of that pot of gold?
Right. Who do you like? Who would be your guy?
Based on what everybody's saying, I'm on the fence between May and Daniels.
Right. He's on the fence between
I'm afraid from what I'm hearing. And full disclosure, I can no longer see. So I remember the images of RG3 getting killed. So every time I hear how Daniels takes these dramatic hits, it scares
yes.
me.
Yes, yes.
So, but
scouting
but also
quarterbacks without vision.
Breath,
this is intrigued. I'm intrigued.
When did you lose your vision? I'm really sorry to hear that.
No, don't be sorry. I'm dealing with it. It happened in beginning of the COVID, 2020.
What happened?
Diabetes, too many eye surgeries, and the body couldn't take it no more.
Really sorry, man.
In that same breath, Andrew Luck, he's a prototype, and he got beat up, too.
True.
Yeah.
So I'm on the fence between the two. But
I mean, how many quarterbacks started this past year, Jason? Like, close to 70, if not more?
I think it was more than 70. Like,
they all get beat up. To an extent.
And you're going
to
see more of that next year.
Yeah. Hey, Jax, take care of yourself, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, buddy. Thank you. All right, let's go to Derek. Derek, what's up, man?
Chunks, what's going on?
Hey, Derek.
Love the show. Look, I don't know what y'all are thinking. I would strongly at least consider moving back to 11 with the Minnesota Vikings, pick up the 23 in this draft that can get you a starting caliber player. I would want to drive the price up, though, just to make sure if I do miss out on, you know, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, a future first in 2025. You never know what that pick's going to turn into. We saw what it turned into for the Chicago Bears for moving from 1 to 9, and they got the first overall pick. Now, I don't think the Vikings are going to be that bad, but I certainly do think that if you can get 3 first-round picks for moving back, you know, 9 spots, I'd certainly consider it, because if J.J. McCarthy falls to you, I'm not
going
to
say that. I like it if J.J. McCarthy falls to you. What if he doesn't, though?
You could move
back
up.
What if he doesn't, then I'm targeting Michael Penix Jr. with that 23rd overall pick. And if he doesn't go, then, yeah, you're going to have to build along the offensive line. You're going to have to select a corner, I think. I love Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. It's kind of like a flexible chess piece that you can move along the back end of your defense. And then, yeah, you're probably going to have to address the position in the second round with a day two or you know, day three developmental pick. And then probably have to wait for Shadur Sanders or one of the top prospects, hopefully, in the 2025 draft. I understand there's risk involved. I also think if you trade back to McCarthy or trade back to 11, you have a lot of day two and day three capital. If you want to hop up a spot or two in the first round, you have some draft capital ammo that can allow you to move back into the top 10 without having to sacrifice one of those future firsts.
Right. All right, something to consider. All right, thank you, Derek. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. It said there he works for Pro Football Network. I know I click on those stories. Is that a local site or something, or national site?
It's a national site, for sure. Yeah, it's run by our guy Tony. He's been on a bunch of times.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go to Jalen Suffolk.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
What's up, Jalen?
What you got?
I don't think there's no way that we're going to trade back, because we just got rid of Sam Howell.
Right.
Like, yeah.
There's no way you're doing that. You're getting rid of Sam Howell. Because trading back, I'd rather take Sam Howell over any of them other quarterbacks that's going to be down there. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
over J.J. McCarthy, all of them.
Yeah.
Right.
The only quarterback I might consider would be Bo Nix. And that would be later. So that's the only way.
So who do you take it to then?
You take Jaden Daniels for sure.
Okay, why?
Because, like, that's why you draft Marcus Mariota, like, to complement his play style, to, like, help him out. Drake may not that type of player like Marcus Mariota.
Right.
That's true.
Right. But a lot of people say that, you know, it's no indication at all of who
they're
gonna
pick.
Think
there should be that much read into the fact that signing Mariota means they're going to draft a dual threat quarterback.
If I draft Jaden Daniels, it's because I think he is the most dynamic, explosive player in the draft that can kill you with his arm and his legs.
Right. You think he's going to be your franchise signal caller for a decade.
And you pray to God that he could be something close to Lamar.
And he doesn't get snapped in half in his first five or six games.
Stay healthy. And then he can just, you know, just be an absolute freak who can win you games with his legs and his arm. That's the hope. That he's one of the most exciting players in the game.
But there's risk. Do you think they're still talking about it in Ashburn?
Or do they already know?
Still talking about who to
They're
select.
Definitely leaning strongly.
Are they talking about it for, you know, 12 to 14 hours a day? Or are they already set on who they want at number two?
I would think there's still ongoing discussions, right?
Yeah, probably.
Well, they probably have they met all those guys yet?
Don't know. Maybe they're waiting.
They were all at the combine.
They're probably waiting for the pro days. Then they, you know, maybe they make a
bring them in
a distinct, you know, definite decision after the pro days.
But we know Daniels met with them because he talked about it. I'm sure Drake May definitely met with
him at the combine.
Right. I don't know.
But maybe they're looking.
I think they have a heavy lean, but they are willing to listen to offers. My guess is they're leaning towards, and we don't know, May or Daniels. I'm kind of like Daniel Jeremiah. When Quinn came on this show and called Jaden Daniels a game changer, it's like, oh, they're going for the game changer. But then other times I'll flip and say, well, maybe they really like Drake May.
Remember,
and you read some of these mock drafts.
Quinn said it is Peter's call.
The mock drafts
Peter's
are all
making
over
the
place.
Call.
Mock drafts are just, I mean, they have no idea. They're just
it's almost 50-50.
Throwing them out there.
And if you're Adam Peters, you're not making this call to please your head coach. You're making the call for who you think is the best quarterback.
Yeah, correct. Who's going to be the best interest of the team, not just this season, but 5 years from now.
Yeah, who's going to be here
five
years?
This is the biggest decision that any of those guys
will
make.
You're not going to do it just because Dan Quinn doesn't like to defend those kind of quarterbacks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right, there has to be more ready than that.
Right. It has to be more than that.
Yeah, ultimately Adam Peters is going to say, work with this guy.
You have to believe in him.
Yeah.
Because Kingsbury has to believe.
Because if they botch this and he turns out to suck, whoever it is at two, and they don't make the playoffs, or maybe they make the playoffs once in the next 4 years, that could mean Dan Quinn's gone and Adam Peters is gone.
In fact,
that's why they got to hit on this.
You think that Kingsbury might have a bigger say in this than Quinn, even?
He should.
He's going to have a big voice in it.
He probably will have a more important voice than Quinn.
And I think Brian Johnson's going to have a voice.
And Brian Johnson.
And the quarterback's
Your
coach.
Offensive staff will have a bigger, even though the head coach is a defense-oriented guy.
Yep.
Yeah, I think.
Let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.